Indigidisc is a new record label that specializes in vintage and current African pop. Critic Milo Miles argues that every music style needs specialty labels that release distinctive, discerning albums, and he offers Indigidisc as an exemplary operation.
In its first three releases, Indigidisc concentrates on Nigeria, a country a bit neglected in the world music scene recently. Two of the albums are historic recordings never, or rarely, available in the United States. Afropop gourmands will feast on them.
Lọjọ tó kú ìlú ń dún àjọ ń jó ẹyin ọmọ ìgbómìnà ẹ ṣe gbogbo àṣírí ìnáwó náà ò kò ní tú Matthew tó ìyẹrin láwọn fọwọ́ pé kẹ̀kẹ́ lọ́jọ́ yẹn gidi lọ́dún rí jẹ́.
Haruna Ishola was an originator and the first superstar of the neoclassical percussion style known as Apala. Hugely popular in Nigeria since the 1950s, but largely unknown in the West. The album Apala Messenger is a sampler from the height of his career in the late 60s and early 70s. Ishola died in 1983 at age 65. Usually I say that albums with only drums, percussion, and voices are for specialists. But Nigerian drum styles are an exception. Like all the great masters of talking drum groups, Haruna Ishola does rhythm as melody better than anyone. The overriding impression from Apala is relaxed rather than frantic. There's room to ease your ears into the polyrhythms that move fast and slow at the same time. Those who appreciate the talking drums of King Sunny Ade's Juju should get into this easily. Ishola and his large group have a potent sense of flow that holds attention even in the 20-minute medley at the end. Still, there's no question many listeners need guitars and horns for full enjoyment. And Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe's High Life Music offers a bountiful band. High Life is the original African fusion music of the modern era, mixing Cuban son, jazz, and folk forms. The Nigerian variety is especially robust, big on electric guitars. Even so, Chief Osadebe's Sound Time collection shows all High Life is innately elegant and restrained. Moreover, Osadebe is a High Life conservative who has stuck with the style since his first record came out in 1958 when he was 22. Those who enjoy the classy ballroom manner of the Buena Vista Social Club performers will recognize a kindred spirit in Osadebe. Even newcomers can slide into the non-stop action of High Life tunes, which are arranged rather in the manner of big band swing jams. For those who want to get out of the past and into Nigeria now, nothing will do but the sly and irreverent Lagbaja and his American debut, We Before Me. Lagbaja takes a lot from his famous countryman Fela Kuti, but Lagbaja covers his face with a cloth and presents himself as everyman, not Superman. He's a chastened Fela, perhaps, who keeps his cool, but Lagbaja is more suited to the international stage of today. I don't think Fela could even joke about being unattractive to women as Lagbaja does in Nothing For You.
Baba to be mi lomo, mama so mi lonku. Kilo ade to mi be mi lonku. I love your uncle de for your village.
No take your mom to make me mad to sell. I might be 40 something, I might be 50 something. In my heart, I'm 20 something. No look at my belly, it's a sign of good living. So you would know, say Baba na fada. I might be 30 something, I might be 40 something. In my heart, I'm 20 something. Mama, what did you call me? She pop a low one in bed. You know, feel my back, baby, if I down, yeah.
Like Baja is also in the tradition of Nigerian social progressives who perform their broadsides. He's a lot more nuanced and feel good than Fela, but still quite explicit and aggressive by African pop standards. He even has an imaginary dialogue with Fela, where they discuss how English cannot convey the subtle messages of the Yoruban language. Like Baja doesn't even have to take a stab at rap, because the interaction among singing voices, speaking voices, and his female chorus has its own kind of hip-hop cadence. By exposing right-on-time performers like Lak Baja, Indigidisc proves it is a label to watch.
Milo Miles is a music critic based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.